It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers Radio on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, with love, laughter, and lessons learned on the show where you can find help and hope.
Very good. You didn't forget it.
Oh, my God. I'm a little brain dead today.
I would think you were. So, how many hours?
Let me introduce you for the people that are on the show for the first time today. This is my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny.
Hi.
Welcome home. I missed
you. So I was in Germany last week. I just flew into Tampa last night. Unfortunately, there was some delays and some cancellations, so I didn't get home until like 2:30 in the morning.
So after 24 hours.
Yeah, and then I had a support group this morning at Arden Courts, but it was a great, great support group, and I'm okay. I'm still on adrenaline right now.
I told you I would do it for you. Yeah. She just laughed. Yeah. She
laughed. So, it was a wonderful trip with my granddaughter and her boyfriend, who is in the Army at Fort Katabach. And he is a helicopter mechanic. So Skyla actually got to go into one of the helicopters and sit in the cockpit and everything. It was very cool. It was very cool. So we had a lot of fun. I have some very special friends on the show today. They're all seasoned veterans, have been on the show before. We have here Susan Brem from Guardian Group Services.
You got it.
And we're going to talk all about that in a little bit. And we have Jane Moore Sweat from Women with Purpose.
Good morning.
Welcome back again. And we're going to talk about all the cool things you do on the second half of the show. We're glad you're here today.
Thank you.
We have David Green from the Seminole Kiwanis Breakfast Club, my club. Yay!
Yay! In the morning.
And we're going to talk about the Field of Honor.
Thank you.
So yeah, I'm really glad that you guys have tuned in today. Like I always say, there's always room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners. The opportunity to be able to listen 24/7 whenever you want. My grandchildren don't think that's such a great thing. Just to get out that information. But I want to say a little bit today about my friend Norm McNamara. You know, I've talked about
His
Norm
book
before.
Came out, eh?
Yes, Norm lives in the UK. We've become friends. And he was diagnosed with Lewy bodies about 10 years ago. And Norm writes poetry. And he writes stories when he's lucid, and he writes stories that are wonderful and heartwarming, and then some that are terrifying when he describes hallucinations or some of the things that he goes through. So this is what Norm says. I was diagnosed with dementia 10 years ago now, and I am still here to tell the tale. How? I have no idea. But I do know so many people around the world have been living with this disease for 15, 20, 25 years now, so I am not unusual in this. This book of poems will take you into the depths of my mind, sometimes not for the faint-hearted, but will tell a true, honest account of what it's like to live with dementia day to day and night to night. It will take you through my night terrors, hallucinations, and heartfelt pleas, sometimes sad, sometimes frightening, but always hopeful, Norm's.
And the name of the book?
Is The 50 Shades of Dementia. Mm-hmm. 50 Shades of Dementia, and it just came out last week. It's on Amazon. I ordered my copy. I'm waiting to get it, and you know, I'll talk to you all more about that. You know, I just want to say what a great guy Norm is, but also his caregiver, Elaine, his wife. You know, you guys are in this every day. I'm not in it right this minute in a day-to-day caregiving situation. And between my trip and reading a book, Walking with My Mama Home by Kathy Flora, which I'm reading now, she'll probably be on the show in a couple weeks, just brings me back to the respect I have for caregivers and what caregivers do. Because it's a tough journey. It's something that changes every moment. And just knowing that there's other people around that care for you and that can try to help out any way they can or listen is really important. So thanks for tuning in. Please let your friends know, tune into the show, because we got some good stuff to tell you guys.
We do.
Yes, we
you do.
Yes,
but I'm here
do.
For the ride.
Oh my goodness. So Susan, I want to talk about, so you're a professional guardian.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the title.
Yes.
I don't think probably a lot of my listeners even know what a guardian is or what a guardian does. And we even had some conversation in my support group this morning, and somebody said something about guardian. And when somebody said that, everybody else was like, no, no, you never want a guardian. No, no. And they didn't really, as we had a further conversation, didn't even understand what a guardian was and what we were talking about. So let's talk a little bit about that and how you started your journey as a guardian, because you used to be a technology consultant, right?
Yes.
So tell us your story.
That makes complete sense, right?
Doesn't it? Yes.
So if you'd asked me 10 years ago if I'd be here today, I would have said, you're crazy, lost your mind. But one of the things I've learned is all roads do actually lead to Rome. I have 3 degrees. I've got 18 hours towards a PhD. Unfortunately, they're all in subject matters that in this industry, nobody really cares about. Things like business, economics. I've even got a little political science in my background. And I had a really successful career. I lived in England. I traveled the world. And I made a lot of money. But there was no time to spend it. So that was kind of one of those first aha moments. You know, what am I really doing with my life? That was about the time I started noticing some changes in my mom. She started forgetting things. She wasn't really cooking anymore. And they were important things. And Dad would cover for her.
Mm-hmm. They make good partnerships.
That's right, they do. And it's not a conscious thing.
No.
You know, as friends, if you and I were talking.
They're partners.
And you said, oh, you know, that restaurant we went to last week. And you can't remember the name, they fill in the blank.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a codependent, you know, situation. But it's completely unconscious. You're just, you know, stepping up for your spouse. So that was kind of the earliest thing that I started to see, you know. And Dad would say, oh, Mom's not cooking anymore. It's easier to go out to eat, that kind of thing. So 2003, fast forward about 8 years, and I found myself caregiving for my fiance, who had a sudden, acute, complex medical situation, and I was caregiving. And that was back before I even knew there was a word.
Exactly.
You know, because again,
you have no idea.
It's your person. You're just taking care of your person. And then I started realizing that wasn't the first time that I had been in that role.
Right.
My mom was a 2-time breast cancer survivor. And, you know, I was there with her cleaning drains and, you know, going to radiation therapy with my dad and doctor's appointments. And, you know, again, I didn't even realize that there was a title for
it. Well, I tell you, when I first started being a caregiver advocate, it took me a couple of years to educate the caregivers on who they were before I could even help them. Because it's the faithful spouse, the good daughter, the only child, the closest one. But I'm not a caregiver. I'm like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. You are. You just don't realize it. Yeah. You've been thrust into a
position.
And we
all get a chance to be one.
Everybody gets to be one at some point in their life. So my fiance passed away in 2013 due to the medical conditions, and I decided, you know, it's time to move to Florida. It seemed a little young to make that statement, but it was because my parents were still doing the snowbirding thing. So they were in Virginia and then Orlando, and I wanted to be closer to them. And so I kind of arrived in Florida without a real plan. And then all of a sudden, my cousin was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she had a son at home who was a TBI survivor. And she said, you know, can you help me? And so I said, of course. So that was nearly a long year journey with her. Again, in a caregiver position. But in my mind, I'm helping my cousin. And she's helping me because I just moved here and I don't really know what I want to do. So, you know, it's all good. But it was another one of those aha moments.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I started realizing how much I enjoyed taking care of people and you know, really being there for them. So then at this point, you know, with my mom, she started really progressing down the Alzheimer's road. And we called it that back then because, again, I don't even think I knew the word dementia.
Right.
It was all about Alzheimer's.
That's Alzheimer's,
Alzheimer's. Everybody has Alzheimer's. There was nothing else.
And if I can just say for a second, for somebody that's listening that thinks it's just Alzheimer's, I'll tell you how I can explain this to you. Dementia is ice cream and Alzheimer's is a flavor.
That's right. That's right.
So dementia is the umbrella. Alzheimer's is just a type
of
dementia.
Yes. And they used to think it was a bigger portion of the pie, right? It used to be 70%.
Yeah,
and now I think it's down to like 50%.
And there's so many different kinds, and they're treated differently, and some of the symptoms are different. So just know that, listeners.
And then throw in mixed dementia.
Yeah.
Which is more often than not. You know, you have Parkinson's related dementia, perhaps mixed with Alzheimer's. So there's lots of variations.
Right.
So after I got kind of done helping my cousin, I thought, okay, I want to do this, and I want to do this with seniors, and I really would like to figure out a way to learn more about what's in store, you know, with my mom. And so I started taking pretty much any job that someone would give me. I was a silver sneaker coach for a little while. I worked for Neighborly Care Network for a little while. And then I landed what I thought was the best job ever. I was an activities person. So first of all, I just got to have fun.
And you like to have fun.
I like to have fun. I loved engaging with my people. But it was the best job ever because I worked with 50 to 60 residents, all types of dementia, which I then learned, you know, oh, it's not just Alzheimer's, there's all these other things, all different stages, all the different family dynamics.
Yeah, and personalities.
Yeah, I mean, it was everything. So when I left that job after about a year, I literally felt like I had a degree in dementia.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough early on to study people like Tiba Snow and her gym system.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I learned about person-centered care and kind of putting the person first.
The Eden Alternative.
Eden Alternative, yeah. Absolutely. But I was a sponge. I was literally a sponge in that environment. And the environment was ripe with education and opportunities to learn. I started talking to everybody who crossed the threshold of the door. I mean, when I say everybody, the OT, the PT, the ED, the guy who came and did karaoke on Wednesdays, you know, and it was...
It's all piece of the pie.
It was, how did you get into this? What kind of training do you have to have? Do you make a living wage? Because that was part of the problem. I was doing activities, but
it's
wasn't...
It's good to eat.
It's girls got to eat, and it wasn't really paying enough to do that. So I was trying to figure out, you know, what can I do? How can I kind of reinvent myself without having to go back to school? And then one day it happened. I met and spoke with a guardian. And so that was another aha moment, you know, because guardianship isn't so much hands-on providing personal care. It's very comprehensive. You know, you marshal the finances, you take care of that, you make sure there's social engagement, you know, you make sure their doctor's appointments are attended and they're getting the right care they need. So that kind of seemed like, you know, the way to go. And at the time, my dad, he was just happy that I wasn't calling bingo anymore. Because even at that point in time, he still kind of really didn't understand or get it. You know, they always say the closest is kind of the last person,
exactly,
you know, to see it. So that's kind of my journey on how the IT consultant became a professional care partner. But back to the question about being a guardian. So just to clarify, I am technically a professional guardian. That means I took a course in guardianship. You know, I sat for a state exam. I did a level 2 background check. I was fingerprinted. I have a blanket bond.
And,
all those criteria that, oh, by the way, has to be met annually. So to put it simply, what a professional guardian is they're a surrogate decision maker.
Okay.
So, and you're appointed by the court, you know, because of an injury or an illness or disability, and legally I am required to carry out those duties according to, you know, Florida Statute 744, which is, you know, like this thick. That being said, I'm kind of a self-proclaimed anti-guardian guardian. About 20% of my clients are under guardianship, and the rest are all private pay, private appointed, and they fall in this, you know, really large gray area, because there's this huge gray area between the time someone says, I think I need a little help,
right,
and being completely incapacitated.
Right.
So I started stumbling again, right? Stumbling onto these things, healthcare surrogate, healthcare proxy, power of attorney, care manager, you know, all things that, quite honestly, I had really never heard of before. So I realized that, you know, that was a good space to work in as well, because I would go out and I would meet with someone and do an assessment for a guardian, and I'd go, oh, well, you know, they don't meet the qualifications for guardianship, and then I'd walk away. And then it hit me one day, you know.
They still need help.
They still need help, but, you know. Right. So wait a minute, how can we fill that gap? So that was, you know, another aha moment. And so I do a lot of things. I am a professional guardian. I'm an aging in place advocate. You know, some people use the term care manager, probably because of my Eden training. Mm-hmm. I prefer the word care partner. Care management kind of speaks to a hierarchy. You know, I'm going to mm-hmm. manage you.
Right.
And partner is so...
Such it a, is a, you are partners.
You're partners. And if you're not partners and you don't have that relationship, chances are the outcomes, you know, aren't right. going to be as well. Because right. when I push, what are you going to do?
Push back.
Push right back.
That's right. You're going to push right back. So the short answer about the whole guardianship situation and avoiding it, if you will, is to pre-plan. Pre-plan, pre-plan, pre-plan. And I know you know what that means, you know, bring in the attorneys. We're talking, you know, legal documents. Because it's really great if I say, you know, oh, you know, Linda, if I get sick, will you take care of me? Mm-hmm. And you say, yes, of course, dear.
Yeah.
But that's not good. That's not good enough. So things like advance directives, living will, healthcare surrogate. You know, if I walk out here tomorrow and I bonk my head.
Here's mine.
Yeah. Everybody, and it, you don't have to be a senior. You don't have to be.
Because I couldn't do the job.
You do not.
No, you don't have to be a senior, and you don't have to be a family member.
No.
It's like trusted. Lynn's my healthcare surrogate.
Yeah.
I love my sisters, but they would keep me plugged in until I was 105.
There you go.
I'm really good at pulling.
There you go.
You know, you have to think about who is going to
do what you
go
want.
Through with your wishes.
Exactly.
Because you still have choices, so let's make your choices.
And I just had a conversation with someone the other day. I was doing a talk on documents. And she said, you know, my son might be the right person, but, you know, he lives too far away. And so sometimes it's that. And she also said, you know, I did broach the subject once with my son, and he really kind of put, like, I don't want to be making those kind of decisions. Yeah. So, but that's where the living will comes into play. Because if you are writing out what your wishes are, you know, in times of medical crisis and disability and...
Right.
sustaining life or not sustaining life. If you have your wishes written out, the person who's your healthcare surrogate, they're really just kind of executing your wishes.
Exactly.
Right.
So it really takes that
pressure
off. Yeah. And when it comes to documents, people get all hung up in the legal documents, right? You know, I have to see an attorney, you know, it's going to take forever. And so guess what happens? I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
So tomorrow.
Until
the crisis, and then you have nothing.
Yeah.
So when it comes to documents, I tell people there's good, better, and best. Good is, you know, you have a family member that you've shared your wishes with, because in a medical crisis, they will, you know, professionals will defer to a family member.
Right.
So that's good. You know, scrawled on a piece of paper, you know, typed up, download something from the internet, a boilerplate.
Yeah.
You know, that's better. You know, at least it's in writing. But at the end of the day, the best way to do it is have a legal document drawn up, you know, witnessed, notarized, you know, make it official. And then the other key is make copies.
Yes.
Because if the document lives in the file drawer, third row down in the house, and nobody knows that the document exists, the document is only as good as its production.
And you know what? Today's so easy. You can keep the documents on your phone.
Yeah.
And there are also companies now... I spoke to this woman a while back. I'll probably have her on the show in the future. For a nominal fee, all your documents are uploaded to this website. So now you're on vacation somewhere and you're in the hospital and something happens and they can just like download all your documents right there. Because you don't think about that. I'm going on vacation. I need to bring my power of attorney with me or my living will or you know, whatever. But with today's technology, it's so easy. And And please, 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 you're home now planning for Christmas. Plan for your future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you spend all that time doing it.
Yeah, and my husband wouldn't, once he was sick, it was like, yeah, I'm not signing anything over to you.
Right.
Right, right.
And it was tough. I went to the courts, but it was tough.
And you have to be careful because, you know, one minute you have capacity, and like I said, all it takes is a trip, right? We talk about falls prevention. You know, that's another one of my big, you know, cheerleading things that I talk about. All it takes is one fall, you know, young or old, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really important, and anything can happen. You know, I'm 65 years old. I'm going to get myself one of the buttons to have in the house. If I fall down in the shower by myself.
And you live alone?
Nobody's there. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know where I'm going this week?
Where?
To make my final arrangements.
Ooh, good job, girlfriend.
That's the next step. That's the next conversation that we need to be having, but it's so hard because people don't even have their documents in place. But that's the next conversation.
Yeah. I have my niche, but I haven't paid for it, and I don't have children.
Don't
so I think I don't want anyone just leaving me there.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
At least cremate me and put me in. So I'm going Wednesday.
Well, you know, when I first moved to Florida, my very first networking group I used to go to, there was a woman there, and she worked for a funeral company, and she used to say, every week, every 7 years, it doubles. Exactly. The price doubles. And I'm like, I'm young, I'm good, I'm clean, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And I got for me and Tom. And I remember, and we're going to be cremated and put in this rose garden right down the block from your little mausoleum because she's the fancy girl.
I'm not going underground.
I heard her. She has a niche.
I know
what that is.
Never knew what that was.
Yeah. But, you know, we went by there one day with my husband and Nicole. And when the time comes, Nicole just makes one phone call. It's all done. It's how we want it. It's paid for. It's good. But right now we have to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal, if you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-341-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
I see trees of green.
We are mighty.
Red roses too.
I see them blue.
For me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
When somebody says, what can I do to help you? What do you say back?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, please.
That's a really good thing because they want to help you. So, Susan, we need to wrap it up a little bit. How does somebody know they need a guardian? How do they get a guardian? How do they use your other services?
So usually someone has some firsthand knowledge. You know, it's a friend, it's a neighbor,
right.
It's, you know, someone from the church. They can reach out to myself. I do a complimentary assessment. So I go into their home. You know, usually it lasts about an hour. I spent 8 hours on one, but that's a whole other story. Yeah,
my husband must have been there. He never
So I meet with them. I make it as comfortable of a situation as possible. I allow them to share with me as much as, you know, they feel like they're comfortable with. I can tell you what I don't do is I don't walk in with a clipboard and say, honey, are you still able to bathe yourself?
Yeah.
How about the incontinence? How's it working down there?
Yeah.
You know, I just don't do that because it's such a...
This is not clinical.
It's not... We're trying to preserve people's dignity. And again, I come from a place of relationship and partnership.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to create a rapport, create a friendship, create a relationship with this person. And as I'm talking to them and kind of moving about their house, kind of incognito, if you will, I keep it really simple. The three things that I'm looking for is, are they safe? So are they at risk for exploitation?
Yep.
Are there fall hazards in the house? You know, that type thing. Are they healthy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do they have medications? Do they have doctors?
Food.
Can I tell by looking at the pill bottles they're compliant with their medications? And then the third thing that I look at is, are they happy? You know, are they socially engaged? Do they have a group? Do they have a church? Do they have a community?
And that goes for both them and the caregiver.
Yeah.
The same questions.
Absolutely. You know, there's the joint part, you know, that diagram where the things overlap. But there's also the caregiver needs to take care of themselves. Right. We talk about self-care, you know, all the time in this business. But yeah, that's where the detective work starts. And
so where can people find you?
I now have an office. I grew up. I used to have a home office, which was fabulous because, you know, you roll out of bed and your bathrobe and start working. But now I have an office now in downtown St. Pete at the Sunshine Center.
I love that. With Carol.
Yeah.
Carol.
Yeah, you get to see Carol.
Yep. Yep. They put us at opposite ends of the hall because they knew.
Oh, yeah, we're smart.
We can't sit them together in class, but you can
Carol
call me.
And I used to have desks next to each other.
Oh, no. That's bad. That's nothing but trouble. So give me a call, 727-490-8609. You can come into my office if you're concerned about a family member and just want to talk for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Or I can come out to wherever your person is take a look and see how things are going.
Thanks so much. Yeah. And all that information will be on my website.
Perfect.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
So we want to talk to my friend Jane now a little bit. So Jane has a nonprofit called Women with Purpose. We've been friends for years before she even had Women with Purpose.
Right. Working at Gulf Coast.
Yes, yeah. which is with my mom. And when my first book came out, it's very interesting how the tides change and go around. So please tell our listeners a little bit about Women with Purpose and your latest fundraiser and that whole story. I would appreciate that.
Well, I started Women with Purpose about 8 years ago. More or less quit my job because it got to the point where it really wasn't about the patient as much as it was about the bottom line. So when I started Women with Purpose, we decided that we would keep the philosophy of helping cancer families with non-medical financial assistance. So we pay rents, mortgages, electric bills, car insurance, anything that is non-medical.
So important.
Yep. And we try to do everything as much as we can to make those folks feel, you know, like somebody cares about them, because there are so many people that are trying to live on $720 a month, their Social Security, and that's it.
Right.
And the only way a lot of these folks have been able to sustain themselves, you know, yes, they may have food stamps, but food stamps don't do it either. So we purchase and have gas cards and food cards given to us as well. And those are huge.
And personal products.
Personal hygiene items. You can't buy if you're on food stamps. You can't buy paper products. Imagine no toilet paper.
Yeah.
Not fun. So it's just incredible to me.
What we take for granted.
Exactly.
Take for granted, which somebody else needs. And what I love about your nonprofit is, like, all the money goes back to the community.
Yeah, yeah.
All the money goes back to the community.
Nobody's making any money. Obviously, I'm not starving. And I have plenty of clothes in the closet. So, you know, what do I need? And the more that you deal with this, if you will, or try to help people out, one of my taglines is every day is a gift. And our other tagline is give where you live, because if you go online and look what some of these supposedly nonprofits are, look at their 990s, and you see that the CEO is making a six-figure salary. Yep. And I'm not against salaries. I would love.
But
the bottom line is, where is the line when it becomes big business as opposed to an actual charity?
Yeah.
So, you know, we do this. We do it by the seat of our pants, if you will, and just try to reach out and get our name known. And
Tell us the story about your latest fundraiser, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow from 10 until 2.
Tell us a little story.
Yeah, this little gal is having a car show for us, and she is just a delightful young woman, Lindsay German, and she's having this breast cancer benefit, which is really Women with Purpose benefit, and it's from 10 to 2 on 4895 34th Street in St. Pete. So come out. And when you come, be sure to visit us, because we have a car that we're raffling off.
A car.
Yay. It is a 2004 Cadillac SUV.
It's a Cadillac. Wow.
It is a Cadillac.
My dad always wanted one of those.
It's in lovely shape because Lim's Auto has taken care of it, and he is the most giving, thoughtful, compassionate, caring gentleman. I adore him. And we came across this car. We bought it. Women with Purpose bought it at an excellent price. And we did have help with buying it from a very
nice person.
Good donor. Exactly. A very nice person. And so the person that was using this car was a young woman of 37 years old. And she, single mom with two little boys, absolutely adorable. We kept her in her apartment for about 3 years. We kept her and the boys. We got the boys summer camp because where they were living, there was
nothing for them.
Nothing around them, right. You know, the street.
And they have to deal with their mom's illness. They don't need to deal with everything else.
Well, and when you think about it, the youngest one, I think, was six. No, younger than that even. But the bottom line is $50 for a raffle ticket, and you've got to look at it from the standpoint that you are helping these boys, because 100% of that is going into an educational fund.
For these boys.
And somebody, and the odds are very good, one out of 80 tickets is going to win.
Yeah.
So it could be a fabulous car for a young person, yep. Or if you needed a second car just for...
Just do it.
Just do it.
If not, just send her some money.
We're going to do it.
She needs it.
Just send money to the station.
Just send money. She needs it.
Thank you, Linda, for having me on. I appreciate it.
And all your information will be on my website, too. And now we're going to turn to David.
Hello. Good morning.
Good afternoon. Jane, do you want to give David your headphones?
Yes.
So David is from David Green is in my Seminole Kiwanis group. I love my Seminole Kiwanis group. I've probably been in Kiwanis, I'm thinking like 13 years now or something like that. And if you ask what is Kiwanis, Kiwanis is a global organization of volunteers dedicated to improving the world, one child and one community at a time. And that's what we do. And we have a mighty little group in Seminole, which we would love anyone to come and visit us for breakfast any Tuesday morning at 7:15 at Lake Seminole Square. But right now we want to talk about our big project, the Field of Honor.
Very big project for us. Well, our Field of Honor, actually this is the fifth year we're doing our Field of Honor. The Field of Honor, it's a flag display and ceremony honoring military veterans who have served and continue to serve our great country. The Field of Honor display started in 2015. We started with 24 flags, more of a pilot program in partnership with the City of Seminole. And subsequently, it began to grow, began to blossom.
Yeah.
To the point that the following year, it was 176 flags, and we filled out the entire front lawn of Seminole City Hall, wondering what we're going to do next because demand exceeded supply. Following year, it grew to 232 flags because the post office was generous to join us and partner with us and allow our display to flow over onto their property and their front lawn. Last year, it grew to 305 flags on the post office property. And this year, we're hopeful that we will have all 419 flags sponsored in this year's Field of Honor. With 419 flags,
goosebumps.
It maxes out the entire property of Seminole City Hall and the post office. And for those that are curious as to where this is, what we talk about in the city of Seminole, the Seminole City Hall is at 9199 113th Street in Seminole. It's, if you've traveled that area, it's directly across from St. Pete College Seminole campus,
the library,
Recreation
yeah.
Center, the library, City Hall, and the post office.
You can't miss it though, David, especially now.
Yeah.
You go driving down, those flags are blowing. It just gives me goosebumps.
When you clear the tree line coming either from the south or from the north on 113th Street, you pretty much have to pull over and take a look at these flags.
Oh.
And on a breezy day.
Oh, it's just so beautiful.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've been fortunate in the sense that the city and the greater Seminole area has adopted the Field of Honor. I know that the mayor, the city council, they're very passionate about it. They back us 100%. And I want to also say that our partnership, our ability to grow this Field of Honor this year is also because we had the assistance of Duke Energy.
Yeah.
We reached out to
Duke
Energy.
Those flags.
Yeah.
Yeah, these flags cannot fly in the dark at night. You have to have some ambient light if they fly all night long. And our challenge was at the post office. There was a large lawn area, but it was completely in the dark. And so we scratched our heads to figure out what are we going to do. People meet people. We network. All of a sudden, we're talking to an executive at Duke Energy. He makes us, gives us some connections. And
thank
lo
you,
and behold,
Duke.
2 weeks ago, a 30-foot pole went up with floodlights, et cetera, and we're good to go to get to the 419 number this year.
Wow.
The Field of Honor, it's going to go up on beginning at 8 a.m. on November 1st. This is a month-long display. I know we honor our veterans on November 11th, Veterans Day, mm-hmm. but this is for the entire month of November. So beginning at 8 a.m. on November 1st, we were going to begin setting up and installing our 419 flags. We invite the community to come and help.
Yes, please, please, please.
We've been very fortunate to also have the Citizens Emergency Response Team in Seminole. They
CERT,
come out and
great.
CERT, they help us. Duke Energy has their own volunteer team, and they are eager to come out and also lend a hand. We have Boy yeah. Scout troops going to come out and give us
oh,
a
wow.
hand. So everybody's welcome. I mean, we do have a system. We're not very we're very organized.
Yes, we are very organized.
So if you come out, we'll give
good.
You a, we'll
they
give
really
you a,
are great.
We'll give you a task that you're capable of doing.
Yeah.
And we can you can even plant your own flag on behalf of the friend or family member that you want
yeah,
to honor.
Yeah, it's so cool when you get to put your I get to put my dad's flag in the hall or my husband's flag in the hall or Devin's.
And when we talk about sponsoring a flag, so sponsoring a flag is $35 to sponsor a flag. But it's not so much as flying this flag. These are large 3 by 5 foot outdoor flags with embroidered stars. They go on 10-foot steel staffs. They're in precision rows. We have it alphabetized. They're signs with with the letters that you can easily find your flag afterwards. But attached to the flag, we have a military-style streamer. These are vinyl streamers, and they look like this. This is for one of my uncles. This is Merle Green. He fought in World War II. He's in the Marines. And on these streamers, we will take and we will have the branch logo in which he served. So he served in the Marines. We will have the years that he served in the military. Obviously, the name of the veteran being honored. And at the bottom, we note that this is the Kiwanis Closed Field of Honor and the year in which this field of honor has gone up. These streamers are going to be attached to the flag for the full 30 days that they're up. And the conclusion of the display, this is your memento. Mm-hmm. You get this back. It's a keepsake for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're doing this in honor of a friend, it's a nice memento to present to somebody, whether they be here locally or even out of state.
Yeah, it's...
What is surprising?
For $35.
For $35.
Yeah, I leave mine with you.
Yeah.
And we will keep it because, and as Lynn said, if she wants to leave it with us, that's fine. Here I was just showing you three ribbons. We have blue, red, and yellow. These are the three past years. Each year we change the color. This year it's going to be green with gold lettering. But if you leave your streamer with us or want to return it to us, we'll be more than happy to attach it to the flag. So for $35, it's easy to get
to us.
Where
do they go?
You go to our website, which is Kiwanis. Kiwanis, Kiwanis, SeminoleBreakfast.com. You get on our landing page on our website, very easy. There'll be a tab there you can click to sponsor a flag. There's 8 pieces of information. You can use your credit card if you wish. If you're a little squeamish about using a computer,
yep.
No problem. We have 2 contacts in our club, contact by phone. They'll either walk you through on the computer or they'll take the order over the phone.
Perfect.
But I don't want to forget, we do have a ceremony on Tuesday, November 5th. It's a 1-hour ceremony in the City Council Chambers at City of Sima Hall. Nice air conditioned, seats about 110 people. Our master of ceremonies will be the mayor, Leslie Waters. We have our national chaplain, Stanley Beach. He's a national chaplain for the Military Order of the Purple Heart Society. He will give the invocation. One of our members will do the pledge. One of our speakers this year, and it changes every year, is going to be retired Circuit Judge William Overton.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Overton, he'll be speaking. And our keynote speaker will be Commander Maurice D. Murphy, U.S. Coast Guard. He's the Executive Officer at the Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater.
Mm.
And we met with him actually yesterday at the air station and met the captain there as well and had a nice meeting with them. So he will be the keynote speaker. It's a 1-hour ceremony. It goes by very quickly. There'll be a posting of the colors leading off by the Seminole Firefighters Honor Guard.
Okay, that was a mouthful, David.
Wow.
But please do it. $35. You know what? I do it, and you take a picture of it, and you send it to somebody, and say, I had that done in your honor. And they're like, oh, my goodness. And we so appreciate our military and everything they do. And all this information will be on the website, but right now, we're going to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Okay, you know what it is when you hear those horns? Get your paper and pen, because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On October 23rd from 10 to 11:30 a.m. with registration at 9:30 at Arden Courts in Seminole, please join Dr. Kate McCarty for a free dementia seminar. RSVP to 727-517-7800. Then on October 24th, from 12:30 to 4 p.m., is a family caregiver open house at the Jan Kamenis Platt Regional Library
in Tampa to help the caregiver with a variety of related resources. Please RSVP to 813-926-8300. And then on November 13th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Catherine of Siena Catholic Church at 1955 South Belcher Road in Clearwater is a free seminar on making the move. There will be memory screenings and a virtual dementia tour. And Linda Burhans will be the guest speaker.
Who's she?
And address your concerns about your loved one as they transition into assisted living.
Thank you. You know what I say, caregivers, knowledge is power. There's a lot of great events going on out there for you to learn something from the speakers, from the vendors that are there, from other caregivers that are there. And if you've never been on a virtual dementia tour, you need to be on a virtual dementia tour because you're gonna your whole caregiving experience will look different after that. You'll have a whole lot more understanding. Susan, last words. What do you want to tell us?
Last words, pre-plan. Get a care team together. Don't do it alone. And try to align yourself. If you're short on family and friends and you have to align yourself with professionals, which, you know, hey, that's what I do, that's okay too. Just make sure you try to find some professionals who are more focused on the outcome versus the income.
Very good.
Perfect.
Very good. Yeah. And we're so blessed to be surrounded by amazing professionals in this Tampa Bay area, people that we work with. I tell my caregivers all the time, if I don't have the answer, I will find out the answer for you in a short period of time.
Yes.
Because we have that. Last words, Jane.
Last words.
Give where you live.
Give where you live. Every day's a gift. $50 to womenwithpurposefl.org. And just let me know that you are doing that for the car.
Okie dokie. We will do that. But I'm winning. David, besides just get to that website and order that flag, what else do you have to tell us?
Well, I just want to let you know, as I mentioned before, the flags are going quickly. We have 238 flags that have already been sponsored as of this morning. That was our count. We're 20 days out from November 1st, so you act now, act quickly, get a flag, go to our website. And again, if you have any questions, you can contact Vicki Sullivan at 727-744-4418. And she'll be happy to assist you over the phone.
And, you know, last year, after the flags went up, some people told me, oh, I wanted to get a flag. I didn't get it. Come on, just get the flag. Get the flag. It's really easy. You'll be very happy.
Going hot.
You'll be very happy. Thanks once again to our listeners for tuning in again today. I know how precious your time is, and I appreciate each and every one of you more than you'll ever understand. I know that your journey is tough. I just want to try to help you here to find some joy in the journey and find resources that you need. But nobody really gets it until they're in it. So I say this all the time. You all know a caregiver, right? I want you to do something nice for them today. Something simple, something easy. Just go over and say, can I spend a couple hours with your loved one? Say, I want to spend a couple hours with you. Tell them I'm coming on Tuesday at 4 o'clock to spend a couple hours with your loved one, because sometimes that's what we need to do, because caregivers can get a little overwhelmed and don't know how to ask for help. And like I say, caregivers, you know, you've heard me say this before too, is as much as you think you're the bomb caregiver, and you're doing the best here, and only you can do it, it takes a village.
Yep.
So let somebody help you out, and then when you come back, your loved one's going to go, hey, you're nice again. Or you're smiling.
Yeah.
Or you look better.
I miss you.
Yes.
You were gone.
Yes. So please think that. Tune in next week again for Connecting Caregivers Radio. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call.